I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available here in Buffalo, Niagara, but all across all the markets we serve. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, and all across upstate New York, and also through our links to Boston, Massachusetts, and Phoenix, Arizona. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage on MLS number 37405. Hunt Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our very skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing cost for your particular home financing needs and wants. That's always our guarantee. Also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. In today's very competitive residential real estate market, it is still very competitive, and there is still a shortage of listings, believe it or not. When you do find the house you want to make sure that your offer is as strong as possible when there's often more than one offers. And I just heard again this week that we're still receiving multiple offers on homes today. And from a seller's perspective, cash is going to be very persuasive. So when you're working with a skilled Hunt sales professional armed with your pre-purchase commitment, your offer is the equivalent of cash. And you may find yourself now in a house that was right for you when you bought it years ago, but you've outgrown it, or maybe it's outgrown you. In any case, it no longer meets your lifestyle. But where are you going to go, even if you do sell it for a great price? Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate have combined to solve that problem through the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. We've combined a bridge loan with a guaranteed sale on your present house to get you out looking for that right house for you right now. To learn more about any of our exclusive programs, call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres, and we're also very proud supporters of our Buffalo Bisons. Our house is broadcast live on WBN 930 AM and 98.5 FM3. You can listen live anywhere in the world through the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. And for those of you who would like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call or text us in the studio at 716-803-0930. Same number, call or text. If you're long distance, 1-800-616-9236. And if you're mobile, it's star 930. Those are all free calls. So join us on the air at our house. As usual, we have a very special show for you today. Live in the studio with me today is James Morano, who is the Executive Vice President of Operations at Morano Homes. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Peter.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while since you've been on, and yeah, we're going to touch on what was like when you were on last time. But first of all, just tell us a little bit about you and how you got in the position you're in.
Well, I've been, of course, it's a family business. Morano Homes has been in business close to 70 years now here in Western New York, started by my grandfather and his five brothers, and they started remodeling homes in the late 40s, early 50s, and then got into home building, and then it's been growing ever since. And my father, Patrick, who's our current owner and president, has been running the show for the last 40 years. And so we're, you know, love working here in Western New York. We've also expanded into the Rochester market And we're also in Florida, building homes down there. But this continues to be our main home, and we're excited to continue to build communities throughout Western New York.
You've also done work in Boston. I talked to your dad about that a few times. It's very interesting what you've done there. What tell us a little bit about that.
That was a great opportunity. It was a few years back, about 15 years ago, and there were some opportunities to refurbish some of the old brownstone buildings there in the Back Bay, Beacon Hill area of Boston.
Beautiful area.
Oh, it's gorgeous and spectacular. And so we, refurbished a couple old buildings and turned them into some beautiful condominiums and did very well there. And But we have not been back for a few years. And we're always looking for opportunities there. And
it's a little more expensive these days.
A little bit, yeah.
To get in. Because
it is, yeah.
What you were doing attracted a lot of attention. We have offices, 15 offices in the Boston area.
Yeah.
And what you were doing is attracting attention. And so, of course, demand goes up. And
yeah.
So does the price.
Yes,
exactly. So it was tougher and tougher to, I imagine, to make a deal that that made sense.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at, of course, new opportunities, and they were the listings for those buildings were what we had just sold the last buildings for after, putting quite a lot of sweat equity into it. And so it just became, at that point, I think we had reached our peak there for what we could market those, products there. And we are still looking at opportunities if they come up, but right now that hasn't happened. So we've shifted our attention to expanding into the Rochester market and building our patio homes and our single family homes there, which is our bread and butter.
The last time you were in, we were talking, it was May of 2021. We were starting to come out of the pandemic in terms of normal kind of existence. And we were talking at that time about what was termed at the moment what we called a homebody economy. In other words, the way people used and lived in their house was different because they weren't going to the office or they weren't going here or there. There was so much more activity, so much more need for technology and connectivity, so to speak. But the they're just hanging around their home a lot more. How did your style of home that you were building, how did it change during that period of time, if at all?
Well, it did change. And, basically the living room / dining room became a home office. They called them Zoom rooms. They called them, but basically a home office. And it was just, again, set up that way to be. So if the person's working from home, there's some privacy there. Mm-hmm. You have all the necessary electronics that you need to work from home, which is today's new construction. We can do smart houses where everything's Wi-Fi, everything's wireless, and it's allowed people this new generation where people are working from home more and more, and it's just going to continue. And so yes, we've seen a shift in the designs. We've shifted, like I said, taking the living room out and putting in a home office, and and of course there's other areas in the house like drop zones where people are, or tech centers where they have their technology in one room, keeps everything together. Excuse me. And so yes, it's but that's again the exciting part of new home construction, and you can make those changes without having to remodel.
So the standard house today is going to be including all those smart features that you just mentioned, or are they upgrades and options?
You can certainly, right now, obviously, comes with the home is the Ring doorbell, so that's the start of it, and then you can certainly add on from there. Some of that is optional, but it's fairly inexpensive to do today, so a lot of our younger buyers and that are working from home, it's easy to accommodate what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. We've been selling more charging stations the electric cars are becoming more prevalent. We're seeing more and more of that where people are adding the charging stations right to the garage area or main part of the house, which again is easy to do in new home construction.
But for before somebody buys the car and then calls you back and says, rip that wall out and put the right lines in.
Yeah.
Do you guys do retrofitting at all? I mean, if somebody was listening to this and say, well, gee, I've got a house that's 25 years old, doesn't have any of these things, or would you refer them to a subcontractor?
At this point, yeah, we would refer them to a remodeler or subcontractor. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that type of construction in many years. Not saying that down the road, if the market was, there were opportunities there, we wouldn't look at that. But the last, 5 to 7 years, the growth has been, exponentially growing, and we've been trying to just keep up with the demand and deal with some of the issues that our industry, especially the supply side, the last few years, has mm-hmm. been quite a challenge, but it's gotten much better now. And at this point, we don't, we're not into the remodel side.
So if you go back in time to the Great Recession,
yeah.
Coming out of that, there was a huge drop-off in new construction throughout this entire country. Before the Great Recession, 2007, I believe, was the peak year before up to that point in time. Some 2 million new houses were built in this country, and some 5 or even 6 million existing homes were sold. So it was a really, really active market. There was a huge investor market at that time, which confused the market completely. We won't get into that. But at that, going from 2009 to 2011, the drop was down to 400,000 new homes a year. So if let's say the reasonable demand was 1.5 million on an annual basis, we didn't even come back to that yet.
No.
So what happens when you have that much of a shortage building up? Because it doesn't go away. People want a new house. It just
right.
doesn't go away.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you have a year like the – or two or three like we've had with very low interest rates. So what happens in your industry when something like that, when that those conditions combine? High demand, very low interest rates, and then you've got to find the land and build the product. How did you react to that?
Well, we decided to be more diversified in the product that we offer. We've done, single family homes was our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've done projects in Boston where we did brownstone condominiums. We've done condominiums in Florida. But here in Western New York, it was single-family homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 20 years ago, we came up or incorporated the patio home concept, which has been tremendous mm-hmm. and a tremendous demand still today for the patio homes. And then to meet the demand for affordability, we had to now come up with townhomes and condominiums here in Western New York. And so now we're diversified. We're building all those different type of products to reach that price point for people that are looking for new home construction but maybe can't afford, a 2,500 square foot home in a neighborhood with 100-foot frontage. They may not need that.
Mm-hmm.
They may only need, a two-bedroom home or three-bedroom, and so that's provided through townhomes. We've done very well with our townhome projects, and also in condominiums as well. We've mm-hmm. got a condominium right off of Sheridan behind the tennis center up there, mm-hmm. and we've got two buildings going right now and 16 units that will be available.
It's very interesting. One of the big problems we have both in residential and commercial real estate is just raw land that you can build on. How do you go about finding these pieces of land, like, for example, off of Sheridan Drive, which is a very popular area, but land's been there forever, but right. why didn't somebody build there before?
Because it's built on rock.
But, well, that's right. And I know exactly where you are.
So that's, we're on the escarpment. And so we had to come up with ways to basically chip away at the rock. And it does add cost and it does add time, but again, the location is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Our Greythorn community, which borders up to the Country Club of Buffalo, which is just absolutely beautiful, spectacular. We're very proud of that community,
mm-hmm.
and but it's all built on rock,
mm-hmm.
and so that's probably why it wasn't, even though it's a pristine, perfect location, that's why a lot of builders didn't go there. And
did you build basements in those homes?
We did, yeah.
So did you have to blast?
No, we didn't blast. We just chipped. We chipped wow. away with a chipper.
Wow.
It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. It's just a slow, methodical chipping away at the rock. And but that's the way it has to be done. That's according to the town. You can't get a more solid foundation built on top of rock.
Shifting gears just a little bit, we're in a period of of almost historic inflation.
Yeah.
And as a result, costs of everything are going up. Last year when we were talking, 2021, we were talking about the supply chain problems and the difficulty in just getting materials, forgetting about the price for a second. What's happened in between here, and how do you find the supply issue and the cost issue when you look, when you're looking to prepare to build a house?
Well, the last 2.5 years have been like nothing we've ever seen or experienced before. Of course, the lumber spike was unprecedented. Where the lumber costs went last year, or the beginning of 21, was just, again, unprecedented. It went up 400%+. And, a normal lumber package that was $20,000 went up to almost $80,000 at its peak. Wow. And, we navigated through it. We've got great partners, our suppliers and trade partners. We consider them all partners with us. Mm-hmm. They worked with us, a local company, and we were able to navigate through it. We didn't go back and charge the customers once they signed their contract. Was certainly challenging. The lumber prices have come down. They are not to where they were pre-pandemic, but they've gone down considerably from the peak. And the material side, as far as supplies, have started to get much better. Right now, it's just a lot of little things here and there, but nothing major. We were waiting for cabinets for 3 months. We were waiting for windows 3 to 4 months at its peak, but that has gotten now to back to almost normal. So the time frames have become manageable. That's the good side. As far as costs, basically at this point, the costs have stopped. As the market has slowed, that has also slowed the cost increases. Now we're able to do that too with our suppliers and vendors and trade partners, and we have not had a price increase in months, and don't plan to.
It's interesting. When the interest rates spiked earlier in the year, they went up very rapidly, as you know, and I know only too well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
People were just, affordability became a huge issue. All of a sudden, they could afford a $200,000 mortgage. Well, now they could afford a $130,000 mortgage, $150,000, whatever, however the spread worked there. And it was very frustrating and very problematic for customers. And I imagine it's only more acute with a new home builder, because with an existing home, they have to adjust to the market.
Right.
If their home was worth $250,000 before, they can adjust. They can lower the price if they have to, or they can sit on the house. And we're seeing issues around this right now, because people are thinking, well, gee, my house is worth a lot more in March than it is now. Is that true? And we have to say, well, probably. So how are we going to adjust? But we can adjust one house at a time. When you're looking at the cost of your supplies and labor and everything else, and you're trying to build a price into that, and then you're looking at the affordability issue, some builders, the national builders, for example, are just pulling out of markets. They were just stopping. You know, they would say, well, if we got a house under construction, we'll finish that, but we're going to let that land sit there until things start to even out. Have you experienced any of that, or just keep chugging along?
No, we're keep chugging along. Again, the best thing about Western New York area is we don't have the highs and lows that some of the national markets have. it's always been steady, even though, yes, we were at our peak in early part of 2022. The last 3 to 4 years have been incredible as far as the numbers. We've had record sales, and so it has leveled off a little bit. But no, we don't see the drop in the market that we do in other areas of the country, California, Texas, Carolina, Florida, to a certain extent. So no, we're still planning on bringing on new communities. We've got communities. We've got three right now. We're just introducing. We're still going ahead with our development. We don't want to sit on that because there's still a market. We're actually having a good month now for sales. It's just starting to percolate, and now we're helping that. We're helping the buyers with a buy down program to save quite a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, that's really, when rate went from 2+% to, you know, over 7, obviously, like you said, that's, it eliminates people from the market. But if you can help with a buy-down program that, again, gets them back qualified to afford the house that they want, and that's why they look at new construction.
As the president of the Builders Association last year, you must have seen, I'm sure you've got records of how many new homes are built in Western New York. And
yes.
Last year we talked about, you thought we'd build maybe 600 to 800, I think, in 2021. How did we do in 2021? What do you project for 2022?
22, overall. I think overall we're going to be around the same as 21. I do. Right now the numbers, we track it monthly. Mm-hmm. We are right on pace for 21 to equal that.
And what was 21 in terms of new houses? Do you
it was over 800, I believe.
Over 800.
Yeah, I believe we hit over 800. Don't know the exact number, but in Erie County, if you count Erie County, I think it was, I believe it was over 800. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we include Niagara County, too, because we're building in Lockport. Mm-hmm. The numbers are almost identical. In fact, like I said, our first half of this year, the sales were still at a record pace. It has started to slow since the middle of the year, but we're still getting buyers and we're still selling homes.
So how impactful is that buy down? I mean, does everyone who come in take advantage of that?
Most everybody. Some of our patio home buyers are more cash buyers, mm-hmm. but they can utilize that in other ways,
sure.
towards upgrades and options in the home,
mm-hmm.
Which they are doing. And it's tremendous. It helps out. It helps them qualify for that home that maybe they qualified for 7-8 months ago, and mm-hmm. now today they can't. But with the buy down, it's a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage, they can now afford that home that mm-hmm. they want. And, you know, of course, in construction, usually the costs don't go down too much. But they've obviously leveled off, like I said. But it affords them the house that they're looking for today. You don't have to wait.
We were talking last year also about the length of time it takes to build a house because of all the supply chain issues that was getting extended.
Yeah.
It was, I think you were mentioning something like 6 to 8 months was pretty normal last year.
Yeah, more like 8 to 9, yeah.
And so this year, how do you see it developing and going forward? And you mentioned about the supply chain issues being somewhat corrected earlier in our discussion here today, but do you see that that's getting compressed a little bit from 8 months?
It is. You know, we're now down to about 6 to 7 months. And actually, we're delivering houses early now, which is nice, considering where we came from. The main issue was windows and cabinets last year. Those were on, extended delays. It took us, over 3 months to get windows in, and we'd order them right away. It took same for the cabinets as well, even though we pushed and we got our suppliers to accommodate us the best they could. But that has gone back to basically normal now. And the time frame has gone down to reasonable. We're a lot closer to our target dates. We've always been usually in the past within a week or so within our target dates. And obviously the last 2.5 years, that was a little bit of a crapshoot. And we we did the best we could to get it delivered to our customers. But it's gotten much better.
Are your materials, are they domestically sourced now, or are there foreign sources, or where do your materials come from?
Most of them are domestic. Again, it depends on, where it's coming from. I mean, lumber, some comes from Canada, but most of it's domestic here in the United States. It really depends on the product. There's so many different products that go into a home it's hard to say. I mean, drywall, concrete, that's all domestic. That all, most of that's local. And
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
The problems in Florida, for example, with Chinese drywall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a terrible, terrible situation maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Right, yeah.
I mean, whole homes had to be destroyed.
Right, right.
Because of the problems with that.
Yeah, that was not an issue here in Western New York, and certainly not with us. We didn't have the need for Chinese drywall.
it's interesting. I'm going to ask you to comment about just how we build houses here differently than other parts of the country, because I think people don't appreciate the quality that is in a new home here in Western New York that they may not get in another part of the country. And we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these very important messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the continuously improving huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. There's thousands of websites out there, literally, that have lots of listings on them, but huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web where you can find not only that complete set of homes available in any of the markets we serve, but you're also going to find access to a complete set of homeownership services at huntrealestate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our exclusive program that is your assurance of the lowest rate and closing costs, what we call the Second Look Program, call today 633-3700 for details. If you watch television, turn your computer on or your phone on, you're inundated with mortgage offerings, particularly to refinance your current home. That may be slowing down a little bit given where rates are, but there's all kinds of things going on out there at a very interesting discussion out in Arizona this week. But suffice it to say, you're inundated with all kinds of opportunities today that may seem like opportunities. But how are you going to know if you're getting the very best deal? Well, let us take a second look through Hunt Mortgage's Second Look program. There's no risk or cost, and we're so convinced this will help you, you're going to receive a gift certificate just for allowing us to take that second look at whatever you've received from any other lender for any product in the real estate world. Also ask about our pre-purchase commitment and the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home only at Hunt Mortgage, 716-633-3700. My guest live in the studio today is Jim Morano. He is the Executive Vice President of Operations at Morano Homes. We've been talking about some very fundamental things about the new home construction world today, which is one of the great reflections of the rest of the economy. Whenever they talk about where the economy is going, somewhere in there they talk about housing starts. And it's most interesting to me. Then the next after that, they talk about resales, existing home sales. So it's the bellwether to a lot of things. So if you look forward in this year, and I know you have to plan well ahead. I mean, if you're building a house, it takes 7 months to build. You've got to plan way ahead. How do you see the market evolving? Because you have to build in, for example, even in your buy-down program, we have a buy-down program too, and we have to think about what the market's going to look like down the road before we stick our foot in it, or encourage a customer to stick their foot in it.
Right, exactly. And we do. We look at 2-3 years ahead. We look at 5 years ahead, and we plan accordingly. And that starts with land. It starts with, we were talking about last segment, land purchases and looking for the right locations, which is getting harder and harder, of course. Mm-hmm. So that's where we gauge what we believe the future will be. And like I said earlier, the West New York market doesn't have the highs and lows that other markets do. You know, we usually can ride the wave out pretty good. And even though we're coming off, record sales and record years, I don't see it, the market dropping to a point where, we're selling off areas and trying to sell off inventory. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's correcting itself right now, and we all have to deal with inflation and what's happening in the world, but I still see the West New York market still being a steady producer, and it's always been that way, and I don't see it being any different.
If you look at our geography, we've got water to the north, water to the west, yeah, mountains to the south, and the east. So that even confuses it more, because if you go to some, like Florida is flat, right. You just keep going, maybe you got to move some water around or something, but it's much different here, and it must compound that problem. And I can see why you might look at Rochester, for example. Tell me about your thoughts about Rochester just for a second. We have quite a few Rochester listeners.
It's a similar market to Buffalo as far as size. I mean, you're talking, maybe a tad bit smaller, but great opportunities there. And the same, as you said, with the land, you know, we're limited by the sewer capacity here in Western New York. And so that basically we've pushed those boundaries to find good land opportunities. And, you know, so we thought it would be a perfect idea to expand to a market that's only 60 miles away and look for land opportunities there as well, which there are, you know, some good ones in that market as well. And we feel like, you know, we've put an effort to, you know, we've got two communities right now. We're looking at a third, one in Henrietta and one in the Farmington area, but with Victor Schools. Mm-hmm. And both of them have been very successful. And, yeah, we want to continue to grow in that market.
Speaking to the sewer capacity issue, when you build a new street, when you build a new development, you have to put all the infrastructure in.
Correct.
So, and then when you finish the roadway, for example, you dedicate that roadway back to the town.
Correct, unless it is a patio home or a townhome, and those sometimes are private roads, yes, and they become an HOA. Mm-hmm. But in, yes, in the single family side, yeah, we then dedicate the roads over to the town, and the town obviously takes over their services from that point.
Even if it's a private road, though, don't you have to build it to the town specs?
We do, yeah. So, in most cases, yes, depending on the town, but yes. Yeah.
And oftentimes that's going to look just like the other roads.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
In the town.
Yeah.
But it's the responsibility of the homeowners to maintain that road.
Correct.
And there's a beneficial tax interest in that environment. Describe that a little bit.
Well, all of our patio home communities are filed as condominiums. And the condominium law does not state that, you know, they have to be attached units. Mm-hmm. They are obviously on smaller parcels of land, but you do have your separate land. You do have your own lawn. You have your back lawn, and it's all maintained for you. But the tax advantages, because it is a condominium, you can homeowners receive up to a 35% discount on their overall taxes, which is huge.
And the rationale for that is that they have to contribute to pay for all that, all the infrastructure and roadways, and maintain everything.
Right. They're not using the town services, so they're not using that revenue. And it's actually a benefit. We've showed, you know, the tax assessors in the town that were fighting it, you know, we showed them the advantage that it actually brings through density. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got more homes, so you're collecting more tax dollars, even though they're paying a few less tax dollars. They're not using the services that the town is paying for, and we're bringing more density, so they're actually bringing more tax dollars in. Yet, it's actually a benefit to the towns.
Yet every year there's legislation introduced to do away with that kind of category.
Yes.
We have a caller online. This is Gustav from Williamsville. Gustav, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I'm interested in how Mr. Morano's building process is going on with this electrification legislation mandate that's apparently coming forward, unfortunately. Thank you.
That's an excellent question. And what the caller is referring to is New York State is pushing through an agenda that allows the towns to opt in. They do have to opt into the program, but basically any future new communities or new subdivisions that we're putting in, I believe starting in 2024, it's been pushed back. It was supposed to start in 23. It could be pushed back to 25. There's some legislation going on there. But basically there would be no natural gas infrastructure. It would be all electric. So you would have all electric appliances, all electric, I mean, no gas at all, which, you know, again, you know, just adds more cost to the homes. Obviously, with, you know, the cost of utilities going up anyways, it's going to add more to the cost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens when the power grid fails or something, you know, you don't have your generator that runs off natural gas because you can't. You know, you'll have to have a propane tank.
Which defeats the purpose.
It does.
Because propane is natural gas.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And that's one of the things at the Buffalo Niagara Builder Association we are trying to fight, you know, through NISBA, which is New York State Builder Association. We've met with, you know, the powers that be, and, you know, again, trying to at least come up with some sort of compromise and solution that doesn't continue to pile on to our industry.
It doesn't just affect you. If you open a brand new restaurant,
right,
the chef generally is going to want to cook with gas.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's going to not be possible.
Right.
So, I mean, I just, to me, there's certain things that happen that seem to make no sense.
Well, I think they're knee-jerk reactions. I think we know that politics is kind of all about that sometimes.
Right.
And that's kind of what it is. I understand, you know, what the big picture.
Sure,
I get that. But there has to be some sort of thought given to, you know, what does that affect? What market does that affect? You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, again, new home construction, as you said earlier, is the gauge for, you know, how our economy is doing. Mm-hmm. And the demand in the United States, you know, we're not even able to keep up with the demand, even at the best times.
They saved it. We talked about the numbers earlier. But if you look cumulatively back to 2012, let's say,
yeah.
and the number of homes that weren't built that people would have purchased,
right.
and you add them all together, it's some staggering number, like 3 million houses,
yeah.
of backlog of demand.
Right.
What concerns me, though, Jim, and this is something that we see because we deal in various regions, is the demand isn't consistent across the country. It's here, greater here, lesser there. You talk about the consistency of this market in Rochester, let's say. Mm-hmm. And that's true. We have much lower highs and much higher lows,
right.
so that we are a much more stable market for many reasons. But if you go out to, say, Phoenix or Las Vegas or parts of Florida where you also do business,
yep.
it's completely opposite. And you can't build fast enough.
Right.
And those areas tend to then explode with pricing and exploding with construction, and then they hit the wall.
Yep.
And we're seeing that in various parts of the country right now. Does your association keep you posted on all this stuff? And how do you interact with the inconsistency of demand, I guess, across the country?
Well, we don't get too much into, you know, what happens across the country. Here locally, obviously, we've got a lot on our plate here in New York State to try to fight some of the battles that we have. You know, it's not only the electrification, it's, you know, the wetlands issues. There's a lot of issues that we're battling here in New York just to keep, you know, trying to keep some affordability. The great thing about our area is we are still well below the national average for affordability for new homes.
Even with the new homes?
Yes.
Because doesn't a 2x4 cost the same here as it does in California or close enough?
Yeah, it should.
It should.
But again, it's you know, as you know, it's market demand. And, mm-hmm. You know, demand in a market in, you know, Austin, Texas is a lot greater. As you said, they're just throwing them up as fast as they can do it, and people are paying whatever they can pay there.
And they can charge what they want.
Yes, they can.
This is John from Rochester. John, how can we help you?
Yes, guys. Got a question regarding rule of thumb costs per lineal foot when you do a single family subdivision. I know it's going to vary depending on the lot frontage and that type of thing, but can you give us a rough idea per lineal foot what would it cost to develop lots today?
Interesting question.
To develop lots?
If you're building a brand new road, for example.
Right.
All infrastructure per foot of roadway. Do you have any idea?
Well,
it's a really good question.
It's a great question. It'd be a great question for my director of land and development, Dave DiPaolo. But
yeah, it would be interesting.
Yes, it's you know, I couldn't answer that question per linear foot. To be honest with you, I'd just be guessing on it. But yeah, it goes up every year. I'll put it that way. In fact, it goes up month by month sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Development costs. And that's a challenge we've tried to, you know, battle. But it, you know, there's not much control over that. You know, we got to put the streets in. We got to put, you know, infrastructure in. And, you know, we just have to fight that battle.
And we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours with Jim Moreno after these very important messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. And the show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, home of the pre-purchase commitment, the Golden Gate program, and also the Second Look program. Call today, 716-633-3700. I'm live in the studio this morning with Jim Marano, the Executive Vice President of Operations for Marano Homes, and we've been talking about kind of a wide range of topics relative to the whole issue of new construction in our communities and how the importance of new construction in the whole picture of our economy in Western New York and any place really for that matter. And the mission of our show here, Jim, is to help people protect and enhance their investment right here in Western New York. And what I'm hearing of reading between the lines is that it's still a very good investment to buy a new home today. If somebody wants to buy a new home, do they ever say, well, gee, what's my home going to be worth in a couple of years? That people, and they must ask you that question.
Oh, sure. Oh, of course. And, you know, we've seen that obviously their investment has continued to go up. It's still, like you said, it's a great investment. You know, real estate's always a great investment, as you know.
Yep.
And again, we don't have those highs and lows. So they can be sure that if they're buying at today's prices that, you know, it's not, the market's not going to drop on their home. In fact, it's just going to usually increase in value and they build up their equity as well.
Historically, one of the things we've discussed with our customers is if they buy a new home, it's obviously going to be more expensive than a similar sized existing home,
sure,
almost universally anywhere in the country today. So let's say there's a premium of X percent. The next question they ask us is, well, is there a greater or lesser likelihood that the value of that new home will go up than an existing home? And what historically, again, if you look back over, which we have done, and I don't have the exact numbers here, the rate of appreciation for a brand new house is faster in the first 5 years than the same house, the same size house in a similar community over that same period of time.
Right.
Do you guys chart that at all, or are you just kind of, I mean, because you've got all this history, 70 years of history.
Right.
Do you go back and look at the resale of your homes?
We do look at statistics. We do look at that. And, generally, the house will always appreciate, usually appreciates in the first 5 to 10 years, you know, because it is new, you know, brand new construction.
Yeah.
You know, you got warranties on all your products.
Yep.
You know, and the products today are, there's a lot of much better products out there on the market that new homes are incorporating now.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, wood trim on the outside, it looks like wood, but it's actually PVC, and so that's not going to rot. So it's made their home more valuable. Also, energy.
Mm-hmm.
The homes are built tighter today and more energy efficient than they ever have been. So a new home is going to save families, you know, substantial money on, mm-hmm, you know, their energy bills, mm-hmm, because it is built so tight. And those are all advantages.
So there's ongoing savings, and you point out the simple fact called depreciation. Everything's depreciating, but if a brand new house, you can project forward that the roof is going to last 30 years,
right?
Whatever the appliances are, 10-year appliances.
Yeah.
The heating plant is whatever the number of years.
Right.
And do people ask that question though when you're talking to them? Do they say, well, gee, it's brand new now. I purchased a home that was probably maybe 12 or 15 years old at the time I purchased.
Yeah.
Just about everything had to start to be replaced.
Right.
But, you know, the seller was great for him because he got the market value
time.
But,
right,
you know, for me, I had to build into the purchase price what I was going to have to do to bring that up to snuff, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the big advantages, again, to new home construction, is you're not going to have to worry about replacing that. It is under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
If something does happen in your furnace, it's taken care of.
Right.
It's usually under the warranty. So, yes, you're not having to put money back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some, you know, put money into landscaping and things like that, but again, that's for the more, adds more value and more equity into,
sure,
the home when you're doing that.
Absolutely.
You add a deck to your home, it adds more value to the home as well. So
absolutely. When you do that up front, it's all part of the package.
Exactly.
Financed
exactly.
Over 30
sure
years. We have a caller online. This is Kathy from Buffalo. Kathy, how can we help you?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I was wondering when building will begin of the patio homes in the Mission Hills development in Hamburg, and when will pricing be available?
Interesting.
Great question. The development side is going very well. Those should be available very shortly. And as far as pricing goes, that should be available, I would say, very soon. In fact, should be within the next week or two.
Ballpark, so, when you look at a community like that, what can someone think about in terms of per square foot price? I mean, you got history. How's your selling right now? What are they looking at?
Well, if you're looking with land included, you're probably looking at about $300 to $400 per square foot.
Wow.
Up in that range. And again, it depends on the type of home that you're looking at. With patio homes, you've got more living space on the first floor, so it does add a little bit more per square foot. But again, that's what the buyer's looking for. They're not looking for stairs. They're looking for first floor living. But also have a full basement. So you've got all that storage space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in patio homes, you know, the snow plowing is included, the lawn cutting is included. So it's basically, you know, no maintenance mm-hmm. at that point. So
turnkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is
And again, of course, land costs and everything have gone up. But Mission Hills is a spectacular area.
Mm-hmm.
Wooded lots. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be available very soon.
How much of a premium can a builder, any builder, get for that wooded lot as opposed to something that would have to be, you have to bring new trees in, new shrubbery, et cetera?
It will vary per community, mm-hmm. but it average, I would say, between $5,000 and $10,000 a premium.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in a cul-de-sac, it may be pushing 10.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on a main strip, then maybe it's 5. It just depends on, you know, what we determine is the market value of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we go in between, might be 8.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, but again, it's most, those are always the first lots to go.
And realistically speaking, you have to look at every lot and price it individually.
Absolutely. That's where the premiums come in, where they adjust location.
So to Kathy's call, it's almost impossible for you to say the price is going to be X, because it's where Kathy wants to live in that community will cause some variation.
Yeah, the base prices are going to start in the fours, mm-hmm. And then from there you can obviously personalize the home.
Sure.
You can add a sunroom. You can obviously personalize the interior through our full staff mm-hmm. Design center, where customers love coming in and picking out the tile colors and the paint colors. You can, you know, price it to where you want it.
There was a text that came in earlier when we were talking about the all-electric bill. And the Buffalo Niagara Associations, along with the Builders Association, are also fighting that issue as one of the key issues in their political action committee.
Yeah.
Is there a political action committee for the builders as well?
There is quite a bit. And, we've gone to the state meetings with NISBA, New York State Builder Association.
Mm-hmm.
We have a build pack that, we do meet with politicians, both Democrats mm-hmm. and Republicans. We work with both sides
mm-hmm.
To come up with common sense solutions and not just have some of this stuff railroaded through with no thought to how it affects, our industry, how it affects jobs, how it affects the market. And, we just want them to work with us to come up again with common sense solutions. And
I think common sense is an overused term in politics, because
yeah,
what you consider common sense might be totally out ridiculous to somebody else.
It is.
So it's like what's fair. Well, what's fair to you
right.
may be vastly different than what's fair to
right,
me.
Right, right.
But we both call it fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, to that point, we had at least – there's some degree of certainty going forward in New York State in terms of our political environment, whether you like it or not. Yeah. There's some degree of certainty here. Does that make it easier for your organization and even your own company? I know it does for us to kind of identify what we need to focus on and whom.
I would say, yeah, I would agree with that. We work with both sides of the aisle. So, mm-hmm.
sure,
and there are friendly, I would say friendly, but politicians that will work with us on both sides. And mm-hmm. that's just really what it comes down to, is working together. And so I think what the expectations are here in New York. We know that it's a mostly Democratic state.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, they're going to push some agendas to to fit their constituents, but you know, they will give us a seat at the table to at least talk, and that's all we can do at this point is continue to talk and push and get them to understand what those policies, how they affect our industry, how they affect jobs, how they affect the market.
Big issues in the past have been things like flood insurance and wetlands.
Yeah.
These kinds of issues are they pretty much settled? Is it fairly clear what's really going on any given piece of land, and or is it up in the air in terms of wetlands? You buy a piece of land, and then obviously you're going to make it subject to a wetlands delineation or something like that. Would you not?
Correct. Yes. It's clear at the moment, but they are trying to pass more legislation that will make that process much more difficult to develop any land here in West New York, especially here in the West New York area, because we have more wetlands issues than downstate. So it affects us greater here. And yeah, there's some legislation that would basically eliminate any development that anybody would want to, you know, any developer, not just Marano, but any developer.
Well, it makes land undevelopable.
Exactly, exactly. And unaffordable as well.
What shocks me is that what that means to the person who owns that land before you buy it, for example, and how, you know, their opportunity is lost, their financial opportunity. So their grandfather might have bought that land, and now it's an opportunity for the successive generations to capitalize on that, maybe to pay for education for their kids or something like that, and all of a sudden that's gone.
Right, right. And they don't even realize it. You know, there might be a small, you know, tributary creek that runs through it that normally you'd have to have a buffer zone. And now they, you know, if they pass legislation, it could be, you know, 100 feet on the other side of that.
Right.
Which, again, or it could be more, even greater. Sure. I've heard some proposals up to 400 feet, which just basically eliminates any chance of that land being useful at all.
And being close to that body of water, whatever it is,
right,
enhances the value considerably.
Of course, of course. And there are plenty of rules in place called SWIP, stormwater prevention, every builder, every developer has to follow, where we do not let any of the runoff go into any tributary creeks or waterways. Sure. And we totally understand that. I mean, it makes sense to do that. But you know, it gets to a point where it becomes, you know, just untenable.
You're going to walk away.
Yeah.
So we've got about a minute and a half left here, Jim. And as you look forward into 2023 and 2024, let's assume, for example, that there will be some stability wherever that happens to be for interest rates over that period of time, that we have some, hopefully, moderation in inflation so we can kind of go back to discussion of other topics besides those two, which are top of mind all the time. How do you see the building industry in general taking shape over that period of time?
Well, I you described it pretty well. I see it leveling off to where it is. I don't see the interest rates going back down to 2%. I don't think that's going to happen. So if people are waiting for that to happen, it's not.
Yep, through various vehicles like your buy down, you can get to these levels.
Exactly.
We're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Because we can't just all of a sudden say, well, pay double.
Right, you know? Exactly. No, we have to fight that. And that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, companies like Hunt Real Estate and Marano Homes, we are in the position we can do that. Mm-hmm. And that gives us an advantage, I believe. And so we're going to continue to do that.
Anyway, I hate to cut you off there,
that's
Jim,
okay.
but we've run out of time. And I want to thank you, Jim Marano, the Executive Vice President of Operations for Marano Homes, for being with me this morning.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it. And go Bills.
Go Bills. That's right. Tomorrow's a big day. Hopefully the good Bills will show up.
That's right.
Which is what we're counting on today. This is Peter Hunt. We'll be back again next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.